If you wear makeup, you have likely gotten mixed messages about what's the right way to wear it. This can be confusing for a young woman when you get so many other messages from family, friends, social media, or even society. Radioactive's Najuma Abadur has a story about her evolving relationship with makeup.
I remember the first time I got mixed messages around makeup. I was about 8 years old and it was my sister's graduation party. She was putting on makeup. I was wearing a black and green dress. I looked over at her eyeshadow palette and noticed a sparkly green shade and begged her to let me try some. I was so excited. I had never worn makeup before. As I walked out to meet all the guests, I just felt so cool, like I was a pop star walking out on stage to meet all my fans. But a family member I barely knew stopped me immediately. He told me to take it off and never wear makeup again. It was a strange feeling from being so excited with my sister to have someone tell me what I was wearing was wrong. My relationship with makeup is something I'm still trying to figure out. I wanted to talk to someone who's been through it, so I turned to my friend Johanna for her perspective. She's 22 and someone I look up to.
I was never allowed to wear makeup as a child.
Johanna came from a very religious, conservative family that didn't like the idea of makeup. But as she got older, she started wearing it anyway.
You know, I did what everyone did, you know, the like three layers of blue eyeshadow and, you know, I had a lot of fun experimenting with makeup, but also I think it came at a time where I was dealing with immense insecurity. I had a lot of like hormonal acne, and so I would try my best to cover it up with powders and foundation.
Johanna's introduction to makeup is a very familiar one. Many young women feel like they have to wear makeup, and usually in a particular way.
Now everybody wants to be gleaming, everyone wants to like be glowy, but in the past everyone wanted to have like a powdered face, no oil, no shine.
Johanna said that it just took time to find the routine that worked for her. I felt like I could relate to everything Johanna said, but there was one big piece that I didn't relate to at all. Johanna is a white woman with Eurocentric features. She said part of her privilege was that she didn't feel pressure to contour her face or make her nose slimmer.
One thing that probably plays a huge role in my relationship with makeup is that I already fit like a standard of beauty that is acceptable and desired in Western culture, right? Or actually all around the world.
But I was someone who felt like I had to fit into that standard. I felt like I had to have a sharper nose or lighter skin. Social media played a big part in that. At first, I used to wear a lot more makeup because it was something I saw in everyone around me and online, but I didn't always feel comfortable. But during the pandemic, I was able to experiment and see what worked for me. My circle of friends and time really helped me learn it all. And now my routine is a lot more simple. It goes under eye eyeliner, concealer, mascara, and eyebrow gel. And glitter in the corner of my eyes, that part is kind of essential. I was curious about Johanna's routine.
Sunscreen every time, you know, because I'm white. Okay, so my makeup routine is pretty basic. I wear sunscreen. And sometimes I'll do like under eye, like some liner. And I like mascara a lot because my eyelashes are pretty light. And I love doing my brows because they're like curly and they go everywhere, so.
Although I have a routine I like, I can't always ignore all the other opinions. It's hard when some people think makeup is cool, or some people think it's because you're insecure, and some people think women wear makeup for male attention.
We need to wear just enough makeup to be beautiful and to meet a standard, but not enough that it's really visible. I feel like there's no way to get around it. It's like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Makeup is a really cool outlet that people have to explore and be creative, regardless of what everyone thinks. Even though it can feel like you have to keep up, trends don't always have to be a bad thing. You can open up Instagram, Pinterest, or TikTok and see something that you want to explore. I think makeup is an art form, and with these trends, you can be inspired to try something new. I want every young woman like me to find their personal relationship with makeup or no relationship at all. Women should be free to express themselves in whatever way, free of criticism and free of judgment. For Radioactive, this is Najuma Abadur.